This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A health center in Pueblo became a hub for people displaced by the Aspen Acres fire almost overnight. A group of residents who organized efforts on Facebook partnered with United Way of Southern Colorado, offering food, shelter, and supplies for evacuees. There's a small army at work, but Shauna Farmer, head of this United Way chapter, said the effort will need a lot more help.
We have had no shortage of volunteers so far. I want to also be really clear. We want people to keep coming back. Even once the fire is under control, recovery is going to take months and months.
The nonprofit has a sign-up sheet available for people who want to lend a hand. CSU officially moved last week from the Mountain West to the Pac-12 Conference. Now, Colorado State's athletic department will see its take from sources like media rights and game revenues more than triple. They will now reach around $13 million annually. That is just a drop in the bucket compared to schools in the Big Ten and SEC CSU. Athletic director John Weber says that discrepancy tilts the direction of collegiate sports in the favor of those bigger conferences.
They certainly have a disproportionate vote at the moment. When we look at the future of our own conference, that's what we're focused on right now, and making sure that we're doing everything to operate that conference in a differential manner and to earn revenue in a way that maybe other conferences haven't.
Despite the move, CSU will continue to face traditional rivals. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.